With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another massive Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine.
Russia fired 300 Shahed and decoy drones and 8 Iskander-K cruise missiles overnight into Thursday, the Ukrainian Air Force says. The large-scale attack targeting the Kyiv, Dnipro, Poltava, Sumy and Mykolaiv regions. Ukrainian Air Forces intercepted and jammed the majority, but 5 missiles and 21 drones struck targets. The Kyiv attack killed a 6-year-old boy and wounded over 50 others. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And an update now. Ukrainian officials placed the death count at 13 with 132 wounded. Many of the victims are said to be children. President Trump is set to sign an executive order to impose new tariff rates that start at 12:01 Friday. White House says countries that have not received a prior letter on tariffs from the president or negotiated a trade framework will be notified of their likely tariff rates through another letter. A man has been arrested in the killings of a couple in front of their children in a state park in Arkansas. Suspect has been charged with 2 counts of capital murder. Clinton Brink and Kristen Brink were found dead Saturday. Their 2 young daughters were not harmed.
Nothing like that should ever take place. And for a family to have to go through and deal with that level of tragedy is something that no one should ever experience and something that we never want to take place in our state.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and a city council member in Danville, Virginia suffered burns after a man walked into his office, doused him with a flammable liquid and set him on fire. This is SRN News. Federal Trade Commission wants your help.
The agency is investigating allegations that providers of sex change operations for children broke the law by failing to warn their customers about the risks. And so the FTC is soliciting input from the public. Anyone who has a story about a sex change operation they regret can log into FTC.gov and answer some questions. President Trump has vowed to limit the LGBT agenda wherever he can and roll back the promotion of transgenderism in the government and elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of some 20 states suing the Trump administration over efforts to cut Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. Now, the lawsuit challenges part of President Trump's budget bill that cuts reimbursements to major providers of abortions. The states argue that the provision's language is unclear about which organizations it applies to. This is SRN News. China raising more concerns over safety risks with an NVIDIA chip.
China's cyberspace regulators have summoned NVIDIA over potential backdoor safety risks in its H2O chips, saying the chips can be tracked and turned off remotely. 2 weeks ago, the U.S. lifted a block on those chips, allowing NVIDIA to resume sales in China. The U.S. does still ban the sale of the most advanced chips to China that are necessary for developing artificial intelligence. Concerns over chip tracking and security have been raised by both Chinese regulators and U.S. lawmakers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump plans to reestablish the presidential fitness test for American school kids. The program was created in 1966, had kids running and doing push-ups and pull-ups and whatnot. It changed in 2012 to focus more on individual health than athletic feats. More details at srnnews.com.